We hear a lot about Australia's unemployment rates, but what about the people that are working, just not enough? Underemployment is a big issue across the country, and recent figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show that part-time jobs rose by almost 50,000 last month. The Wire's Catherine Andrews reports.
Professor John Buchanan is from the University of Sydney's Business School. He says that since the late 70s, there has been an increase in part-time work. I asked him what's caused this.
On the supply side, there are now more women and students who want to combine work with other aspects of their lives, and so they're more interested in part-time hours. On the demand side, employers have figured out that they don't have to employ someone full-time, they only need to employ them for the limited amount of time for which they've got demand for product or service production. So there's two forces, it's what workers want and what employers want. Sometimes they coincide, but sometimes they don't.
What do you think will happen to wage growth if more and more people become underemployed in future?
Look, you're already seeing it. Where you have unemployment and underemployment, employers have considerable power in the labour market. There's more people seeking jobs than there are vacancies. That's a classic situation of supply exceeding demand, and that weakens workers' bargaining power. So given this structural shift in power dynamics, I think we're likely to see subdued wages growth for quite some time.
What can be done to create more full-time jobs?
I think there are two general strategies that should be considered. The first thing you've got to do is, as a society, we've got to make this a priority. I mean, employment is not a magical artefact of markets or luck. Societies choose the levels of unemployment they tolerate. And at the end of the Second World War, societies like Australia said after the trauma of the Depression and wars, they wanted everyone who wanted a job to have a job, and they coordinated all arms of policy to make that come about, and we had basically the era of full employment. Societies, with the onset of the crisis in the market economies in the early 70s, basically said inflation was more important, or balance in the external accounts with foreign trade was more important, and that unemployment could be used as a balancing item. So we needed to, as a society, to make a political call that we're more interested in people having jobs and having stable inflation and things like that. In ways in which you can do that, well, there are two generally accepted methods. One is you have a more expansionary fiscal and monetary policy from the government. I'm more attracted, though, to the idea of work sharing. Many people are working long hours. Around a third of the Australian workforce works more than 40 hours a week. Half of those don't want to. They're unhappy with it. And I think we need to have a more sophisticated debate on how we can share the work around. And if you look at the ABS numbers as they are, if you look at total hours that are worked in the Australian economy and you divide them through by 38, basically everyone who's currently working has got a full-time job at 38 hours. So there's no shortage of work, it's just not allocated properly. Now, you just can't simply cut off 20 hours from a skilled surgeon and give it to somebody on the unemployment benefit, but you can have systems of skill formation which share skills around in a cascading effect down, and in that way you can ration the hours more equitably.
Professor John Buchanan from the University of Sydney. Wendy Morgan is in her mid-50s and she's currently underemployed. She has a uni degree and other qualifications and has worked full-time for most of her life. Now she only works a few hours a week but wants to be working a lot more. She believes her age is a big barrier in finding full-time employment.
I just don't even get looked at anymore. My job network caseworker keeps telling me that I'm only supposed to look for cleaning work, and there's no such thing as full-time cleaning work. It's all just a few hours here and there, like the kind of work that I'm currently doing. And they reckon that they want to delete all of my qualifications off my resume because they think that I'm overqualified and that I don't have any chance of getting that kind of work anymore. And they've literally called me a job snob for not wanting to apply for cleaning work. And I mean, I have got cleaning work, but the main reason I don't want to keep applying for that kind of work is because it's just 1 hour here and 2 hours there, and you can't manage to get enough hours to actually get off Centrelink.
Wendy Morgan finishing that report by The Wire's Catherine Andrews.